Today, I'm going to be talking about handling temptation and bad habits. Temptation is something that seems to be constantly in our face in this fast-paced and intrusive world. You know, temptation is the state of being enticed, or in other words, you know, pulled towards something. And so often, those things are bad or even evil. And so often, we are tempted by the same thing over and over again until it literally becomes a habit. And once we find ourselves down in that habit hole, it can be incredibly difficult to get out. Those bad, dreaded habits can be things such as nicotine, overconsumption of caffeine or alcohol, unhealthy snacking, and binge eating. But they can also be things that are even worse, such as theft, lying, illegal drug usage, and adultery. A habit is essentially succumbing to the same temptation on repeat. So really, it is the numbing or blocking out of those temptations that becomes crucial to safeguarding yourself from bad habits, whether it's a current bad habit or the potential for developing a new bad habit. Not all habits are bad, though. Actually, there are many good habits. Me personally, I've been a victim of bad habits throughout my life, just like so many others. I've been actively working to learn to safeguard myself against bad temptations and then also to replace current bad habits with new healthy habits, such as more exercise, healthier eating, and reading. Remember, if you have had bad habits, or you do currently have bad habits, you're absolutely not alone. But even more important, remember that bad habits are not a permanent curse, and so many people like myself have been able to overcome bad habits. Even better, we've been able to trade in those bad habits for good habits. So when it comes to fighting back against bad temptations and dealing with bad habits, here are some things that I suggest. If you know you are prone to certain temptations, try to find some accountability partners or accountability supporters. Trustworthy family members and friends are usually a good source for this. Be open and honest with them about your struggle and ask them to be available to you to talk when those temptations creep up on you. The goal of accountability supporters or accountability partners is to have someone or a group of people you can call upon when you are faced by temptation. So you have someone to kind of help talk you through the situation and talk you away from the temptation. The call or talk can help steer you away from the current moment, and over time, you will become more confident in the fact that you can indeed walk away from the temptation. Make situational changes if possible. If you know that you are constantly facing specific situations that are generating temptation, try to change those situations. For instance, if you are struggling with the temptation of drinking, take yourself out of any situations where you may be tempted to have a drink and try to replace those situations with something else that is more inspiring and positive for you and doesn't have the potential to put you in a situation where you face other bad temptations. Find and implement distractions if possible. If you simply cannot avoid certain situations where you know you will face temptation, try to come up with distractions for those situations, such as if you are tempted to smoke while driving to work, try listening to some positive music, motivating podcasts, or some sort of a self-improvement audiobook maybe, and also and have a supply maybe of gum or hard candy available. And each time that you have an urge for that cigarette, pop in a couple pieces of gum. I suggest sugar-free, just from a healthy standpoint. That's what I prefer, but you know, whatever works best for you. And you know, keep doing that over and over each time you have the tempting urge. Now, this is just a suggestion, and it may or may not apply or work for you specifically, or maybe it will. Nevertheless, my intention is to just kind of inspire you to get creative and to give you an example of potential distraction that you could incorporate into your routines to help you deal with those unavoidable situations where you may be faced with temptation. Lastly, be real with yourself and the result of giving into temptation. Incorporate constant reminders of the result. If you are struggling with something such as the temptation of alcohol, put a recurring event with a reminder on your calendar, and within it have some text that talks about the negative effects of alcohol usage, but also have positivity in there. So, you know, have a reminder of how it's bad, but also put something positive and motivating in there that you can get through it and, you know, what the positive outcome of getting through it will be. And I'm no psychologist, but I've always found for myself, when I'm reminding myself of something that I'm working on, it really helps for me to have something that, you know, reminds me of the negative aspects of what I'm working on, but it also has the positive outcomes that I can achieve or that I can experience from getting through the situation. So, you know, it for me, it's more motivating that way. That may not work for you, but again, you know, it's something that I kind of encourage you to just remind yourself that you are dealing with a particular situation on a constant basis, because then it just draws your mind back to the fact that, hey, I have this that's going on in my life and I need to work on this to get better. So if it's something like, you know, you have a temptation in your car, like smoking, you could also use something like a sticky note, you know, and put it right up there on the dashboard. So it's kind of just in your face. But really what I'm getting at in a nutshell is surrounding yourself with constant reminders of negative effects of temptation, but also the positive that will come from getting through that temptation. And also also put something in there that's motivating, that, you know, encourages you and says, hey, you know, you have this, you have it within yourself to get through this. And when you get through this, this is what you're going to experience. And what you're going to experience is the positive, obviously. So there's a particular quote I want to share that I particularly enjoy, and it's by Stephen Pressfield. And it says, the difference between an amateur and a professional is in their habits. An amateur has amateur habits. A professional has professional habits. We can never free ourselves from habit, but we can replace bad habits with good ones. So I want to leave you on this note regarding the topic of avoiding bad temptations and ridding your life of bad habits. Within you lies the strength to resist temptations and break free from bad habits. It may not be easy, but remember that you have the power to choose a healthier, more fulfilling path. Believe in your ability to overcome the allure of those harmful temptations. Identify the triggers and patterns that lead you towards bad habits. Replace them with positive alternatives and surround yourself with a supportive environment. Seek out healthy habits and activities that align with your values and goals. Embrace the power of self-discipline and perseverance. Take it one day at a time, knowing that each small victory is a step towards a better version of yourself. Be patient and forgiving with yourself during the moments of setbacks, for change is a gradual process. Remember, you are not defined by your past mistakes or habits. You have the ability to make different choices and create a brighter future. So believe in yourself, stay committed, and celebrate every milestone along the way. You are stronger than any temptation, and with determination, you can break free and live a life filled with positivity and fulfillment.